Welkom, welkom, welkom bij P4 Podcast. Dit is Han op het IFFR. Ik ben super excited vandaag, omdat wij... Omdat ik de director heb weten te strikken die ik heel graag wilde spreken. Dat is namelijk Carl Joseph Papa van de film The Missing. De Filipijnse animatiefilm waar ik het de vorige keer over heb gehad. En ik was echt excited naar deze. Ik keek echt uit naar deze film. En ik heb hem uiteindelijk gezien. En ja, gewoon did not disappoint. Dus ja, we hebben hem hier vandaag aan tafel. Welkom, Carl. Welcome, Carl. So good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's such a wonderful time being here. So thank you.
I bet. So normally we just talk about not just films, but also about our lives and how our week has been. So first I want to ask you, how has your week been?
Oh, crazy. we spent like almost a day at the plane and transferring airports, and you know, it's an experience, and it's my first time here. So
it's your first time in Rotterdam or in the Netherlands?
In Europe.
Wow. Very welcome.
So it's an experience, and yeah, I love the cold. Yeah, I like the weather here. It's nice.
The cold air, and must be different than from the Philippines, right?
Yeah, in the Philippines it's quite hot.
I see. Yeah, so what's your first impression of Rotterdam?
The weather is nice. Yeah. It's cold, and I'm enjoying my time here.
Yeah. That's great. So I have been dying to talk to you because I told you before I've seen your film.
Oh, thank you.
But I didn't manage to watch it on a big screen because it was really a puzzle for me to fit it into the schedule. So
and
I watched.
You still have three chances to
exactly.
See it.
So I watched the screener, and actually I was sad that I didn't see it on the big screen because it was. For me, when I go to a film festival, it's like looking for films in a forest. Like, it's a forest of films and like 500s. How do I select them? But your film really caught my eye because of the animation style that I saw there. And for me, it was a pretty new style that I'm not familiar with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, it was also my first film that I saw from you. I've seen that you had some experience in short animations. You went to festivals with those as well. But this is your first feature-length film, right?
No, actually, it's my third.
Oh, it's your third already, yeah. I see.
All of those three are animation. So
I see, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's... for me, it was a really nice discovery. So your film that you're screening at IFFR is called The Missing.
Yeah.
Could you maybe tell our listeners about the film without maybe spoiling too much?
Okay. So The Missing is about an animator, about 30-something animator that lives a routine life. But his life got shaken when his mother asked him to look for his lost uncle. So, yeah. And during that time, an alien starts to haunt him and his memories start to go back.
Exactly. And what's an interesting thing about this character called Eric is that he doesn't have a mouth. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. How did you come up with the idea to visualize him like that?
Well, when I first wrote it down... that was one of the main things that was non-negotiable because I want a character that doesn't speak. I want a character who doesn't communicate the same way as other people.
I see.
So yeah, I had to remove his mouth.
Yeah, that was very interesting because it definitely makes people think from the start, like, hey, what's going on? Even though nothing has been told yet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really great. I wanted to ask you because, you know, I looked you up on Google, and the first thing I find is that you are a software engineer.
Yeah.
How did you get to film?
Well, I love telling stories. So yeah. When I was in college, I knew that I wanted to make films, but I'm not sure if I could support myself through film.
I see. Yeah.
So what I did was, you know, I still finished computer science when I was in college. And then when I got my first paycheck, then I bought my first camera. So
very nice.
That's the start of it.
I see. But then you bought your camera?
Yeah.
But in the end, you were making animation films. How did you get there?
Well, when I was young, I really loved drawing. And yeah. I grew up watching a lot of animated films and shows on TV. So animation is really something dear to me. And drawing is something that I've loved even when I was a kid. So it's just a matter of incorporating it, the things that I love to do, like films and animation and drawing.
Yeah, that's really great. And I can definitely see your love for animation in this film as well.
Oh.
The character is an animator. Mm-hmm. You use different types of animations as well.
Yeah.
Could you maybe tell me a little bit more about that? Because okay. I saw that, you know, the first animation style that we see was very realistic mm-hmm. in terms of like facial expressions, and yeah. I think you use a technique that's called
rotoscoping.
Yeah.
So in rotoscoping, we shot everything first. Those are real actors, and we shot on green screen, and then we trace everything frame by frame. Afterwards, we just process it a bit to make the eyes look bigger.
Yeah.
To make it more expressive.
Right.
We wanted a style that complements the story as well. So we selected rotoscope because you start to question whether things are real or not. That's the same feeling that the character is going through. And for the second style, it's 2D hand-drawn animation. We wanted to evoke a sort of nostalgic feel.
Right.
And we wanted it to feel like it's a memory stuck in childhood. So that's why we had that kind of, you know, hand-drawn and kids drawings.
Yeah, that was a very pleasant surprise for me to see this change of style for me. So yeah, thank you for this. And what I also find interesting is that the story is telling like different types of timelines. So you have the present, and you have then the past, but also the imagination, mm-hmm. which is more fantasy-like. How did you manage to incorporate these three?
Well, there's when I was writing it down, that was one of the main things that I had to balance out. I mean, I have to balance what is the truth that I want to say and what I want to hide. It's actually I want the fantastical elements to feel like it's a dissociation, like because the character doesn't want to remember this kind of horrid things that happened to him when he was young.
Right.
So the fantasy elements helped with hiding what was underneath what really happened. So so it was a balance actually.
I see. The storyline also kind of reminds me of what was it called again? Perks of Being a Wallflower. But I was wondering for you, what was the inspiration for you to make this kind of story?
Actually, the story was more based on personal experiences.
I see.
So
yeah. So you also saw aliens?
Yeah, in real life. They were haunting me back then.
Exactly.
So yeah, I drew from personal experience, and I tried to incorporate things that happened in my life and with other people's stories.
Yeah.
So that's why I came up with the story of Eric. Yeah.
That's very, very cool that you managed to, you know, not directly translated from the experience, but you did manage to mix it up with some fantasy, and that's really, really great. And then I was wondering, because you make a lot of animations, mm-hmm. do you have like a fixed team or how?
Actually, I do. And mm-hmm. what happens is whenever I have a film that's going to come out or we're in production, we're going to announced to our group, we'll be doing another film, whoever wants to get in the team, so just give me a buzz. So
so I can imagine something like there's like a chat group, and you're like, hey, we have an idea. anyone wants to hop on a train.
Yeah, but with this one, we had like 90 animators because we only had like 40 in our previous projects.
Yeah.
So this time we got more animators on board. It was a crazy production month doing the film, so and managing the 90 people. But yeah. I got to work a lot. I got to work with really cool people too. They're all on board. They're like the story is something that they believe in.
I see. So yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, that's really nice. So how long have you been working on this?
On this film?
Because you did, like, the rotoscoping also takes time, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. So that's why we had, like, a battalion of animators.
Yeah, exactly.
But we shot everything for 4 days.
4 days only?
Yeah, for 4 days back in 2022. And we started the animation sometime around December of 2022.
I see.
We finished it for 7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty
crazy.
Fast.
It's crazy. It's like, we haven't... It was a coffee-driven production.
No sleep, just caffeine? Or
No, but but that's just more for me. But
yeah,
I want my animators and the people who are working to not be burned out. I mean, I'd rather be the one...
I can imagine that,
I'd rather be the one being crazy and just let them be sane.
You must be like feel kind of responsibility over your team too, right? So. Yeah. Yeah. So what can we expect from you from the future? Like, are you going to keep making animations like these?
Yes, definitely. We're in the talks of making a new one probably next year or late this year. But you're gonna expect me to be sleeping.
Something you didn't do the past few years.
Doing a lot of sleeping. No. We're touring the film. We're submitting to different festivals.
Yeah.
We're luckily getting in some festivals that we love. And now we're here in Rotterdam. It's my first time here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
And yeah, it's a good feeling sharing the story of Eric to a lot of people. Because this kind of story, while it's very personal, I think this kind of story of love and hope and trauma is universal. It definitely is, you take it to a different country, they have a version of this story.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I think that's also like the power of the story is that it doesn't matter where you're from, everyone has a past, everyone has something in the past that's still lingering on, maybe they haven't worked on nowadays, and one day you will definitely run into this issue that you haven't resolved. So so that's really, really great that you're telling the story from own experience. You said that you also send it to different film festivals, and I think you also sent it to the Academy, am I right?
We were selected to represent the Philippines for best international feature film last year, but it didn't pan out well, but you know, it's a good feeling to have a lot of people see the film.
Yeah,
I went to the US last year, December.
Nice.
Met a lot of great people and shown it to a lot of people. We got a good reception. And it's good to have the film, you know, create a buzz, you know, introducing the world to Philippine animation.
Yeah, yeah. Did you feel some kind of pressure representing the country? Or
yes, definitely. There's a pressure behind it, and there's, you know, not a lot of people can say that they represented the country for something
exactly,
that big.
Exactly, yeah.
So it is an honor. It felt great, but there's also a pressure. So it's an amalgamation of feelings.
Yeah, but it must be surreal when you're there, right?
Yeah, it is. Because I grew up watching the Oscars, so for me to be, you know, in the talks to possibly be getting in, but we didn't. But you know, it's surreal.
So is it something you're gonna try next year again, or?
It's up to the selection committee in the Philippines if we get selected again.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Exactly.
I can wish.
And you said you wanted to introduce like the Western world to the Philippines animation. Is there like what is like distinct about
actually for Philippine animation? It's because we rarely produce animated films in the really? In the Philippines. Yeah. So I think we're still getting there. We're still creating our voice. We're still creating what the look of the animation in the Philippines is. Mm. So I think we're, you know, there's only been like a dozen of animated films in the Philippines.
I see.
I created three.
Good for you. Yeah.
So
you're setting the bar. Yeah.
So we're gonna get there, and I hope somehow that with the works that we put out, especially me, especially the team and Avid Lyungguarin, one of the great animators in the Philippines working right now. We hope that we inspire other original content creators or animators in the Philippines to make animated films about Filipinos and for the Filipinos.
Yeah, I see. So would you say that the style that was used in the present moment of Eric, is that something that is a Filipino style?
I think more of the colors.
Okay,
I think when you go to the Philippines, it's very colorful.
Uh-huh.
Really, anywhere you go, you see pops of colors everywhere. So I wanted that to be shown in the film. I mean, even if the film is dark and sometimes scary,
yeah.
I want to show to the world or to whoever is watching that this is distinctively Filipino. When you look at it, it looks Filipino. It looks like it's from the Philippines.
Exactly. I feel like, I don't know a lot of Filipino people, but like, I think people from the Philippines are generally very vibrant in character. They're funny. They love food, you know. They're very proud.
We love food.
Yeah.
Love eating.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's like the identity that you want to bring to the screen in terms of color.
Yeah.
In that way. Yeah. That's very, very great. Are there any other ambitions, like big dreams that you have
big
in
dreams.
Filmmaking?
Well, more of I want to continuously make animated films. So it's really expensive to make one, actually, in the Philippines. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work and a lot of people, you know, muscling in to get the film done. So that's more of the dream, of to continuously create and to inspire, possibly inspire people to make their own films or to be inspired with the story that we're trying to tell and to tell the stories of Filipinos to the world.
Yeah. So how do you like get to make like big productions like this? Like if, for example,
actually,
if
this
like
one is a small production.
Is it? Yeah.
It is. Because it was selected as part of a local film festival.
Oh, okay.
It's in Himalaya. Mm-hmm. So they gave us a grant to make the film, but compared to the budget of other films, it's quite small. But we got other grants as well from Purin and from private investors. So, but it's still quite small compared to. I think with this one, we just got lucky that the people we pitched to. They were swayed with the story and what we're trying to tell. So I guess the king, I guess, or when it comes to this, is still the story. The story is universal and it has that appeal that people cling to. So.
Yeah. So if you would have any advice for Filipino or other filmmakers out there?
You guys should make your own films right now, and you know, find your voice, create your own, your story, and then tell it to the world. And please make it about Filipinos. Yeah. We need that representation, and for us to get known. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be represented elsewhere other than in the Philippines, might as well, you know, do it the Filipino way.
Exactly. So your film is going to get another two screenings, I think.
We have another two screenings
this week.
I think it's in February 2 and 3.
Yeah, so it's this weekend. Guys, if you have time, please check it out. It's really amazing. Do you have any last words to convince people to watch your film?
please watch. I'll be there.
He's tearing. You can see it. He has a tear. Please watch it.
Just watch it. Yeah. I'll be in one of the last two screenings. So we'll do a Q&A. But I'll also be there at the other screening.
Oh,
so
perfect.
if you feel the need to voice your anger at me, if you want to talk to me about anything about the film, if you want to reach out, so please do. I'll be there. And please watch it.
Thank you
too.
So much.
Watch it on a big screen.
I will actually. I booked the screening this weekend. I think it was on the second.
So
I definitely have to see it on a big screen. Regretting it, I watched it on my computer. So yeah, it's gonna be a huge difference. And thank you so much for coming, Carl.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course,
it means a lot.
Means a lot. Thank you so much.
Co-Southeast Asian.
Yes. We support each other in that sense. Yeah. So thank you for being on the podcast. And we definitely wish to see you here again, maybe next year, maybe the year after. So
Definitely. I want to go back here. Probably more of, to do the tour, to eat a lot of food.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Food is life, guys.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And guys, see you next time.